Shalom Aleichem, friends. Yeshiva's not in session currently, but I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity to learn together two small pieces in the Avodas Yisrael, one on Shmini Atzeres and one on Parshas Vezos HaBracha, just to be mashlim our study of the Holy Kazan's Tzur Magid. So we'll try to learn those two short pieces together. Again, it'll be a shorter shir. I'm recording this on my own, but just for those who want to be able to continue to learn together from a distance. In Shmini Atzeres he writes, "V'meseches Tanis gadol yom ha'geshamim k'yom shenitno bo Torah. Great is the day of rain, like the giving of the Torah. Shenemar ya'arof k'matar l'kchi ve'ein lekach ela Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem." We see a connection between the terminology that's used by the Torah in Devarim Perek Lamed Beis with regard to rain and Torah itself. Ki lekach tov, that Hashem gave us good teachings, good insight, a lekach tov in the form of the Torah. Rava Amar, the Gemara says in Tanis, Rava goes a step further and says, not only is a day of rain as great as Kabbalah Satorah, but in fact, Yoser miyom shenitno bo Torah, and in a certain sense surpasses Kabbalah Satorah. Shenemar Ya'arof kamatar likhi, mi nitla b'mi. It says Ya'arof kamatar likhi, that should descend like rain, my Torah. In other words, my Torah should strive to be like rain. It's similar to what we find in the discussion about the relationship between Purim and Yom Kippurim, as the Rishner, the Holy Rishner said, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon said, "Mi nitla b'mi," right? Yom Kippurim, it's a day that wants to be like Purim. So Torah should be like rain. It wants to be like rain. In a certain sense, rain is even greater than Kabbalah Satorah. Heve Omer, Kata nitla b'gadol ad kan l'shono. So we see from here the smaller one is dependent upon the bigger one, implying again that in a certain sense the Yom Geshamim surpasses Kabbalah Satorah. Nir mazbekan al Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres. Of course, Yom Geshamim simply means a day of rain, and that's what Maseches Tanis deals with a lot, people who are in need of rain and overcoming a drought. But obviously the Tefillah of Geshem and the beginning of the recitation of Mashiv HaRuach Marida Geshem begins for us on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore our Rebbe teaches us that in a certain sense what's being alluded to here is that Shmini Atzeres, in a certain sense, even surpasses Kabbalah Satorah. V'chino oso b'shem yom ha-geshamim, al-shem shemavarchim bo morid ha-geshem, v'nasa b'chinas geshamim yardin. It's a day of Geshem. It's a day when we celebrate the welcoming of the rain and the tefillah of Geshem. So in what sense is Shmini Atzeres able to surpass Kabbalah Satorah? It's sort of a relationship between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, I guess we could say, on a certain level. So let's try to understand. V'isa b'medrash tanchuma parshas Pinchas, shahayim meharoi lihiyos Shmini Atzeres achar hachag chamishim yom kishem shiyesh mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres. Just like we have a span of 50 days taking us from Pesach to Shavuos, from Pesach to Atzeres, similarly we should have 50 days between Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, of course, is a regel b'fnei atzmo. In a certain sense, it's the eighth day of Sukkos, and we certainly refer to it as Shmini, so we do understand, and the Yeshiva Shalom discusses this in one of his Ma'amarim, that it does certainly, clearly, from the Nusach HaTfila, it clearly has a connection. It is, in a certain sense, the eighth of that process of Sukkos. It is still referred to as Zman Simchaseinu. At the same time, in Halacha, it's certainly a regel b'fnei atzma, we make a Shachiyanu, and many other halachic distinctions. The Gemara lists six such distinctions with a remez, pazar, kashav, alluding to six differences that makes Shmini Atzeres a regel b'fnei atzmo. But in theory, the same way that there's this passage of time called Sfiras HaOmer that takes us from Pesach to Shavuos, similarly we should have such a thing from Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres. Says the Medrash, Ela Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chorev Hu Ve'einen Yocholin Lahaniach Vateim Lavo Lakan. But Hashem says that would demand that the Jewish people would return traveling in the rain, in the winter months. It's not so simple, and Hashem understood it wouldn't be so comfortable. So Hashem, in His kindness, decided to what? Decided to attach Shmini Atzeres, really a different Yom Tov, to the back end of Sukkos. Ela ad shehein etzli yasu atzeres. Once they're here already, let's make an atzeres. Let's make a get-together. And that's what Shmini Atzeres is. Minayin. How do you know this is so? Vimasha karo b'inyan b'yom ha-shmini atzeres ad kan l'shono. That's the Medrash. So now, again, we see another strong link between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. U'mizeh navin b'da'atenu, sheyesh b'yadenu letakin hatikuna miyom rishon de Sukkos ad Shmini Atzeres, k'mosha anu mitakna mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres b'yemei svira letakin etz ha'chaim. So in some type of remarkable way, We have to find a way in this short period of time, this week of Sukkos, to achieve what we achieve in a certain sense during the 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. It's almost like one day per week. We have to somehow make all of these tikkunim in a very short period of time in order to be mitaken. And presumably it's the same derech. Again, we're experiencing it in winter season, we're experiencing it in the summer season, we're experiencing it at different points of the calendar year. But essentially the idea of working one's way from point A to point B, whether again it's from Pesach, 7 weeks leading us to Shavuos, or it's Sukkot, 7 days leading us to Shmini Atzeres, we're somehow able to make great tikkunim during these days in a very short period of time. Again, it would have been fitting to spend 7 weeks working on this, but Hashem in His kindness didn't want us traveling in the winter, and therefore Hashem, I guess, as it were, helps us to be able to accomplish so much in such a short period of time. Again, all of this so that we don't catch a cold traveling in the winter, coming to Beis HaMikdash, that we don't get our boots dirty with rain or snow. Again, maybe I'm picturing more of a European model of Jews schlepping by wagon from city to city, traveling through forests. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Rachmanis was able to grant us this gift of Shmini Atzeres and to help us to spiritually prepare in a short period of time to get there. L'zeh ramzu Chazal. And in that sense, we now understand a very, again, interesting Maimar Chazal in a very different way. Again, the Gemara in Tanis Dav Zayin. Godol Yom HaGeshamim. Great is the Yom HaGeshamim Hainu Shmini Atzeres Ki Yom Shenitna Bo Torah Shehu Chag HaShuas. Aval Rava Palig, and Rava argues and says, no, in a certain sense, the Yom HaGeshamim Shmini Atzeres is even greater than Shavuos, in the sense that we're able to get there maybe more quickly, and there's a certain spiritual energy that's more compacted in that way. He mentions something here, which I don't really know what it is, some type of Kabbalistic term. Rava Palig Aleva Amr de Ma'alaso Yoyser Gadol Shabo Metavtev Memchas Tipin Kenoda. There's 48 drops that descend, but again, it's these 48 days that are able to somehow be surpassed very quickly from the beginning of Sukkot till the end, to get to Shmini Atzeres. But again, we see a strong link between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. There are other links as well. They talk about Simchas Torah being related to Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's a later attachment. The Torah obviously doesn't speak about Simchas Torah. But the celebration of Shavuos is the celebration of Torah Shebichsav, the written word of Hashem. And some want to suggest, as Fasama suggests, that maybe Shavuos is, in a certain sense, a celebration of what? A celebration of Torah Shebaal Peh. That would fit very nicely with the fact that Sukkos and the Anani HaKavod that we commemorate on Sukkos were given to us in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is seen, in a certain sense, as being the originator of Torah Shebaal Peh, as Rav Gedalia Shor writes in Or Gedaliah, I think in his writings on Chanukah, that Aaron is really the first one in discussing the aftermath of his children's death, what to do with the karbanos. He has a little bit of a shaklevatari with Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the first one to really give a svara in that way on the pages of the Torah. And in a certain sense, as Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen is in a certain sense the root of Torah Shebaal Peh, as Moshe is Torah Shebichsav. So Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is sort of a Torah Shebaal Peh celebration, as opposed to Shavuos, which is Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, we can say that They're equated, as one mimer in the Gemara says, and in a certain sense, Torah Shebaal Peh even surpasses Torah Shebichsav. We say that obviously very carefully, right? But Hashem gave us the ability with the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah and the Drashas Behem, to be able to, in a certain sense, add on to Torah, and even to surpass the Torah, and to be able to add our contribution, which again, on a certain level, is the larger body of Torah. And in the many respects, again, said very carefully and cautiously and understanding what I'm saying, is in a certain sense the greater portion of Torah. Okay, so that's a very profound insight from our Holy Rebbe into Shmini Atzeres. He has one piece on Vizos HaBracha, which I'd like to look at. It's not an easy piece, but we'll try to make sense of it. Vizos HaBracha Asher Beirach Moshe Isha Elokim. This is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give to Klal Yisrael. And again, the same way that Yaakov Avinu, in Parshas Vayechi, at the end of his life, gave bracha to his children, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, at the end of the Torah, is blessing the Shvatim as well, the families of Yaakov Avinu. Ha'inyan hu. But what was the difference between Moshe's bracha and Yaakov Avinu's bracha? Zos ha'bracha asher beirach Moshe Isha Elokim. It's an interesting introduction even to describe Moshe as an Isha Elokim in the context of giving these brachos. Let's see. Ha'inyin hu, ki Yaakov Avinu alav hashalom. Yaakov Avinu. Beirach esbanav lifnei Moshe va'asa osa merkava l'shem aleph and dalet and nun and yud. Yaakov Avinu gave his children a bracha, making them a merkava. Again, a merkava means a chariot. I like to think of it as a receptacle, a kli. Yaakov fashioned the shvatim into a kli to be transporters, as it were, of the shem adnus, aleph, dalet, nun, and yud. Kamosha amar akasa vizos hi malchus. Vizos habracha asher beirach Moshe ish Elokim. Zos is a code word for the sphere of malchus. And the sphere of Malchus, we know from Svarim HaKadoshim, is connected to this name of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. Yesh bo shnei masar osios kazeh. And if you take the name Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, and you spell out the letters, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Tav, Nun, Nun, Vav, Nun, Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, you spell out the letters, so each letter produces three letters, for a total of 12 letters. Keneged Yud, Beis, B'nei Yaakov. Right? Corresponding to the 12 sons of Yaakov. Interesting to think about which letter corresponds to which of the Svartim. Is Reuven the Aleph? Is Yehuda the Aleph? Is it based on how they camp? Is it based on their age order? Right. This would make Yosef a Vav, perhaps. If you do it in age order, Yosef is the Os Briskodesh, which is the Os Vav in the Zohar. The Tzadik. A lot of things to think about here. The Svartemis talks about Yaakov is a Yud. Yosef is an extension of his father. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. He's the Vav, which is an extension of the letter Yod. Again, to think about the relationship between the 12 Shvatim and the 12 letters is very interesting. But essentially, says our Rebbe, Yaakov Avinu was able to attach Klal Yisrael to what? To the name of Hashem Adnus, which corresponds to Malchus, the lowest of the Sphiros, and feminine in its nature. V'chol Echad hu merkava l'os achas, each of the 12 Shvatim became, again, a transporter for one of the letters of Hashem's name, to bring Hashem's presence, to receive the presence of Hashem, and to carry that mission statement with him, and by extension with that Shevet, through this world. But Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the Torah, at the end of his life, says we need to take it a step further. It's not just enough to be, so to speak, the passive recipients of Shem Adnos, and to be like a Nekeva, who's a Makabel, who receives in the masculine-feminine energy relationship, as we see in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that masculine Zachar is Mashpia, Nekeva is Makabel. Again, the simple metaphor of a husband and wife producing a child. The man is Mashpia, his Zera, and the Isha is Makabel, the Zera, and nurtures and creates and forms that baby inside of herself. So it's not enough. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the Shvatim at the end of his life and says it's not enough to just be, so to speak, Malchus. It's not enough to be the bottom of the chain of the Sphiros, who's receiving from everything that comes from above it. And that's very critical. That gives a lot of substantive reality, right? The way that the woman is able to actually form this drop of seed into a child. There's something very profound about that. But sometimes we need to be a little bit more proactive. We need to go into that Zachar mode of being Mashpia. So Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the Shvatim at the end of his life, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, we need to do more. Moshe said it's not enough to just be the name of Hashem as we pronounce it, Aleph, Dal, Nun, and Yud, but we need to strive for, so to speak, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the way that it's written. He's not saying written versus read here, but he's saying this name of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, which represents a higher manifestation of Hashem, and he says that the Yud, Beis, Shvatim are connected Yud, Beis, Gevulei, Alachsun, Ki, Adua. The Svarim HaKadoshim talk about the 12 points, the 12 directional points that correspond to the 12 Shvatim. I guess another way to say it is like the Bnei Yisachar does throughout his writings on the calendar, the Jewish calendar. Each month corresponds to a different name of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Because if you take the letters of Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, you could rearrange it in 12 different ways. So again, just like Yaakov Avinu took Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, and if you spell out Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, there are 12 letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not enough to give everyone a letter, you need to give everyone a word. We need to give everyone a full Shem Havaya, so to speak. A full Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave out, as it were, to each of the Shvatim, one of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why we see a strong connection. Again, Bnei Yisachar speaks about this at length, the strong connection between each Shevet and a corresponding month, which has a corresponding name of Hashem. So now, V'zeh v'zos ha'bracha asher beirach Moshe isha lukim. So how do we read the pasuk? This is the bracha, Pashem Pshat, this is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu, the man of God, gave to Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean? Shabitchila Hayiv Madregas Elokim Bechinas Nukva. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that that originally they were on a level of Nekeva, again, more on the receiving end. Vahu Beiruch Osam Vaaso Osam Ul Yosmer Kaval Leshem Havaya Baruchu. Moshe Rabbeinu, v'zos habracha asher beirach Moshe, yish ha'lokim es b'nei Yisrael lefnei Moso, Moshe understood that b'nei Yisrael was coming from a place of v'zos, which is malchus, which is nekeva. He understood they were coming from a place of elokim, which again is more nukva, is more feminine. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is somehow being mashpia upon them and making them kalim, receptacles, chariots, a merkava l'shem havaya, baruchu, madregas ish, dechura, v'havein ma'od. Moshe was giving them a sort of masculine energy that they would need to continue marching through history and understand this very well, correctly, what the Kaddish Yetzer Maggid is saying here. That Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at Klal Yisrael at the end of his life and telling them, if you're just going to spend time being defensive, playing defense, and so to speak, just being a kli to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world without trying to be mashpia to the world, it's not going to work. So Moshe Rabbeinu charges the Shvatim with the responsibility to be a little bit more, maybe proactive, a little bit more mashpia, a little bit more that aspect of Zachar, which is alluded to by the Shem Havaya. Again, how do you see that exactly in the words of the Pasuk? V'zos HaBracha. He understood that they were coming from a bracha of Zos, of Malchus, Asher Berach Moshe Isha Elokim, that Moshe recognized that they were only on the level of Elokim. Where do we see that he gave them this bracha of Yudkei Vavke? You don't see that so clearly in the Pasuk. But if this is what our Rebbe is teaching us, I'm ready to be makabel from such a tzad, like the Kaddish Yetzer Maggid, without asking too many questions. So this is this will keep us, again, caught up a little bit. And then there's a little note here on the Sefer, Be'ezer Barak called Be'eser Amarim, with the help of the Creator of all, with 10 utterances, Nishlam Sefer HaDvarim, beautiful little rhyme, V'yiz'aleh Shema Yizbarach Lador Dorim, Shenishlamu Kol Chamisha Svarim. This is the completion of the 5 books, my commentary on Chumash, Lavodas Yisrael, Tom V'Nishlam, Shevach Lekel, Borei Olam. And Amir Tzashem will have the schus to go back now, and in the weeks ahead, come back to Bereishis, to start from the beginning of the Sefer, and to Amir Tzashem learn some remarkable insights from my Rebbe, the Heilige Tzaddik, the Avodas Yisrael of Kuznets.